And if you meet a youngster playing at fullback today, Bill, what's your advice on how to play fullback?
Well, first of all, you want to play there. If you don't want to play there, you'll never make a success of anywhere you want to play. I think, thinking of today's team, I think Simpson Daniel's a wing. I don't think he's very happy playing in the centre. I don't think he fancies himself as a centre. And if he doesn't fancy himself as a centre, he's never going to make one. And the wing's his place. And that I think, is a golden rule for any youngster wanting to start. Where do you want to play? And if you want to play there, you'll play well there. But if you don't want to play there, then I don't think anybody can make you into what you don't want to be. I have been asked the question before, what about this round the corner kicking, which is quite new to my generation and would be to Harold Boughton and Parker and people like that, as it was to me. We were straight on kickers.
Yeah.
And I've been asked by parents who have youngsters playing, and all the youngsters today go round the corner. Well, if I had to coach a youngster, I would ask him to take two or three kicks for goal and watch him. And if he went round the corner and they went between the post, I would have no hesitation in not wanting to change him a bit. The end result is the thing, not the run-up or whatever, may the palaver that goes on before you kick the ball. The main thing is, does that ball go in between the post? So I wouldn't change any boy. If a boy ran straight up, and some boys do today, I noticed a boy the other week, I was watching a school game, and he was running straight up to kick a ball. Well, I wouldn't want to change him either. If that's what the way he wants to do it, and he feels that that's, success is coming that way, carry on. Keep practicing, improve, keep practicing, whichever way it is, and stay that way.
Yeah. How much practice did you used to put in?
Oh, my goodness me. Literally nil. King's Home in those days, we had one light. We had one light on the long shed behind the goalpost, Worcester Street end, which hardly showed the goalpost. And you could only take kicks from the one end, which was the end that you would come in at Worcester Street end.
Yeah.
If I had three kicks for goal at training nights, that was as many as I had. Nothing. Basically, nothing. Well, our training was only running around. We never had any organised training. Bizarre. It was only to keep ourselves fit we went. And I was extremely fit in my early days because being at school, doing gym and all this sort of stuff at school, then coming to King's Home to train, I was extremely fit.
Yeah.
I don't remember Harold Boughton kicking any goals in training. I never watched Graham in training, but when he was at King's Home. But I did watch Harold, and never did I see him take a kick for goal. You ran round King's Home in the dark, completely in the dark. When you went up the top end, it was much better when the moon was out. You could see a little bit better when the moon was out. But other than that, no, that was training nights.
Yeah. And did you practice your punting?
You couldn't. No, you couldn't do that either.
Yeah.
No, you couldn't do that either. You couldn't punt along the lines of the ground on either side because it was pitch dark. You had to be careful when you ran out on training night coming down the steps because you could easily catch your foot or something coming down those steps because they were in pitch darkness even where you came out.
Were you a two-footed kicker, Bill? Or did you concentrate on one foot?
Yes, I could kick two-foot, but I was much better left than right.
Right.
I was a natural left and had to practice with my right. It was my brother who made me, in my early days, go out a couple of three, well, more times than that, half a dozen times at least, with no boot on my left foot, only on my right. And I had, so all the time I was there, I had to kick with my right foot, which was a very good way of learning too, actually. Because if you got your left, you will always use it. But if you haven't got it, then you've got to use your right. But I prefer it, as everybody does. They have a preference. Everybody has a preference. And my preference was for my left.
But presumably you did all your place kicking with your left.
Did all my place kicking with my... Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't one of these people who could kick left and right place kicking. I could have kicked right footed in front of the post, but I wouldn't have dared risk it anywhere else.
I think your first away game, Bill, was down at Bristol. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, that's true. I guess I was still 17 years of age. I'm not quite sure about that, but I believe I was still 17 because my birthday falls on the shortest day, December. So I sort of started playing from Easter Monday, and I played one or two games before my 18th birthday. And I can remember very well that my father, I was picked to go to Bristol, and my father, because Boughton was injured, and my father didn't want me to go down in the bus with the men, as he said. I will take you down. My brother went in the bus, of course, with all of them. And I remember arriving at Bristol some quarter of an hour, 20 minutes before they did. And Dad had gone off into the crowd somewhere, and I was in the changing room. And I got changed with just my shorts on and my stockings, waiting for the team to come with the jerseys. And there I am, sat there, and when they arrive, I duly said, sir, to several of them, like John O'Bear, the skipper, yes, sir. Oh, you're here, yes, sir. He said, I'm sure he knew my brother had told him I was going down by car, but I remember Bumps came up to me, and he said, come on, kid, in his typical Forest accent. Come on, kid. I said, where are we going, sir? He said, never mind, come on, and catching hold of me, took me across this narrow corridor into the Bristol changing room, where was Haskins, Cummins, Murphy, Ronnie Morris, oh, I could name most of them. And they were all talking very loudly. I can remember the conversation. They were shouting at one another in this. And he said, quiet, quiet, you lot, quiet. And they went quiet. And Bumper said, this is the babby. This is the babby we brought down. Now listen, listen. He'll take anything that's fair and square. But Murph, Haskins, Cummins, Murphy, listen. You drop him anything below the line, and I shall be looking for you. Come on, my babby, you'll be all right now. And we beat Bristol that day. Oh, dear.
And you were all right.
I think we beat them 6-0, I believe it was. I'm not sure.
Two tries to nil.
Am I right? I'm right on that.
You're right.
Two tries to nil.
Who scored the tries then, John?
My brother, Hook. Bob scored both of them.
Yes.
All right.
Bob scored both of them.
Yeah. And what incidents do you remember from that game down at Bristol?
Well, I remember kicking the ball on the halfway line once and trying to link up with Donnie Meadows. It was a terrible day. It was raining. It wasn't at all a good day for Rugger. And I tried to link up with Donnie, but he was some 25 yards in front of me. I don't know whether he should have dropped back, or perhaps I'm being too critical, but he didn't. And I couldn't get to him because I was cut off by Spud Murphy, a great wing forward. And I tried to give him the dummy. That was my only hope, was to try and give him the dummy. But there was nobody to give him the dummy to, which was quite obvious now I think about it. And he downed me good and hard and proper and fair and square, and leaned over me and said, I'm doing too much running about, my boy, to run after those. He didn't take the dummy, and down I went, but... fair, all right, everything was all right.